New Pride decorations could be in Minto in the future following a letter to council from a local committee. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
The new decorations would mirror those in Fergus and Elora and would be more sustainable and harder to vandalize, according to chair of the Minto Pride Committee, Braden Scott. Minto Pride sent the letter in hopes of securing the new supplies in response to a series of vandalizations to local decorations in recent years. Minto has seen Pride flags, Minto Pride signs, chalkboards, and pole wraps all be destroyed and or removed in recent years. Braden Scott, chair of the committee, says council has been helpful not only financially, but also via their support within the community. Scott says he believes the decorations the committee seeks have several benefits.
It's just a more permanent installation. We've said to council in our letter that these are more sustainable, they're long-lasting, and in fact, they're more cost-effective. So really, I mean, everybody wins by seeing these Pride banners installed in the downtown core. I think, again, it sends that visual messaging and representation that Minto is a place where everybody belongs and can feel safe.
He added the decorations could influence not just those in the community, but beyond.
That's just one more kind of visual thing, just again reminding our community and those passing through our community, right? Minto's a kind of large geographic area, and we know that through the month of June and into the summer that, you know, many people are heading to Port Elgin and Cottage Country. And so not just going to benefit our community, but those passing through to go, oh, wow, how progressive of Minto.
Scott says those who have damaged decorations will not stop this work. In fact, Minto Pride hopes to ramp it up more. Council received the correspondence for information and aims to respond by August. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.